Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The second baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting seventh. The center fielder, J.B. Shuck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dionor Navarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Anthony Renato. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brandon Guyer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eaton strikes out. 1-1. Tyler Saladino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Saladino hits a fly ball into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2-2. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1-1. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kipnis hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2-2. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abreu strikes out. 1-1. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morneau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2-2. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Napoli hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1-1. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chisenhall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Naquin strikes out. 2-2. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shuck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dionne Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Navarro strikes out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton strikes out. Two outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Saladino is 0 for 1 in the game. Saladino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Saladino. The throw from Perez and he is out, Linder applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Napoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Napoli takes first base on ball 4. Lindor moves to second. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lindor moves to third. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lindor scores. Napoli moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0 for 1 in the game. Naquin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4. And the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Naquin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Guyer. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Abreu moves to third. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Naquin. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Abreu scores. Morneau scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shuck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis misplays the ball. That's an error on Kipnis. Frazier scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guyer moves to second. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Guyer moves to third. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Navarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Navarro hits a line drive into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Naquin. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Saladino strikes out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Carrasco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Ynoa now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Napoli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Napoli strikes out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. Naquin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Naquin. The throw from Navarro and he is safe. Naquin steals second. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Naquin scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Guyer moves to second. Tommy Connell now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abreu strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morneau strikes out. Perez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morneau out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis strikes out. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shuck. Lindor reaches second base with a double. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Napoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Napoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shuck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Deonor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Navarro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kyle Crockett now pitching. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rajay Davis pinch hits for Tyler Naquin. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guyer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rajay Davis now playing center field. Brian Shaw now pitching. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saladino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a fly ball into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jacob Turner now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Santana. The throw from Navarro and he is safe. Santana steals second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santana moves to third. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lindor. Frazier moves to second. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Frazier moves to third. Shuck moves to second. Dionor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Navarro hits a pop-up beyond third. Ramirez can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Frazier scores. Shuck moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Jason Coates pinch runs for Deonner Navarro. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Eaton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Eaton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Dan Otero now pitching. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabrera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Narvaez now catching. David Robertson now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Napoli takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chisenhall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Napoli moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.